Anyway.
Frustrating today, Terry?
Sorry?
Is it a frustrating one today?
Yeah, I think a number of our games recently have been frustrating because possession alone doesn't win you matches. It's what you do in the final third that counts, and our problem at the minute is scoring goals. We have, in John Main we've got a prolific goal scorer. I don't know if there's enough goals around him when he's not, when he's not firing. We haven't got enough goals at the moment. We haven't really got a different type of forward, one that can hustle and bustle in the box, and one that we can get across into. We get our fullbacks available constantly, and it's almost no point not going to cross in, really, unless it whizzes in and someone gets a shin to it. If I look at the Basingstoke game, we really failed to capitalise. The Braintree, we failed to capitalise. This game today, failed to capitalise on possession. And it's a problem, so it does worry me a little, yeah.
The sort of pace and you're looking for a striker?
Yeah, it does. I mean, we've been winning games, so, you know, winning hides a multitude of sins, and you think, well, do I desperately need to change it? And while you're winning, you don't need to change it. We've had a couple of frustrating draws now, and I just think you have to have a little bit more armoury up front, and you know, we couldn't really go all season with Main and Finn up front, and you know, pick an injury up or whatever. So we'll be actively looking to replace, to get another body in as soon as possible.
Do you see that happening before Maidenhead?
I'd like to think so. It'd be nice if it could happen. Yeah, it would be nice. Yeah.
So, although John Main did look at times frustrated perhaps at the lack of chances, were you pleased at his willingness to go out wide to collect the ball and to drop back and help the team?
To be fair, I mean, John is an out-and-out goal scorer. If he's scoring goals, if he was, and blimey, it's hardly a drought, is it? I think he's got six in eight. But you'd expect John to finish the chances he had today. And you know, if you keep putting him chances in front of him, he'll finish. And really, you can analyse it to death, if you like. He mainly finishes his goals in the last four games. We win all four games by a country mile. But it's unfair to say, oh well, if Maney was scoring, we'd be winning games. That's unfair. We have to get goals from other areas. We don't score from set pieces. Alan Innes is the only one who really attacks the ball with any venom. If it isn't Alan Innes getting on the end of it, then you know, there's nothing else. So we need a bit more physical presence, and we need that physical presence up front.
With the strikers, Barry, have you got a few names at the moment?
We have. But they're all playing for other clubs at the moment, and we may well have to approach other clubs about players, so that's never easy, and it's never something that we'd obviously come out with.
Have you got to the stage? So you haven't got to the stage where you're talking to anyone or anything like that at the moment?
Sort of.
Oh really?
Yeah, sort of, but not unofficial or anything. Obviously, yeah. Through the club. So.
Do you envisage sort of spending money on the player?
Me personally, no, definitely not. I don't know really. I would say that I look at my side, and we're nearly. We've got 22 players, and we've got a really good talented squad, and I just need the one extra there. So if we have to pull out the stops, hopefully we will be able to. Thank you very much, by the way. Thank you.
So it could potentially be a case like with John last year. You know, you sort of spent a bit of money on him, and he was kind of, you know, the player you needed, I suppose, to get.
I think so. And you know, that needs a. You just look at the way we play, and we need a bit more physical presence in the box, don't we? Okay. I thought their boy today, McGregor, held the ball up for him, great, nicked some kind of goal, I don't know how that went in, but played very well and held the ball up. We've got midfield players that break constantly, and one of Maney's strengths is not holding on to the ball. His ball retention is zero. It goes up, he either looks to score or it comes straight back. and we need to mix it up. Brilliant, thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.